In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we are to have our loins girt and our lamps burning. For the Jewish people, when they heard this, it's a point they would have immediately recognized, because God told them when they celebrate the Passover, they are to have their loins girt, they are to have their shoes on, they are to be prepared. They were to be as people who were leaving right away. Now when they celebrate it, it's not just people leaving, but it's people expecting the Lord. So when our Lord tells us that this is the way we have to be, it's not just at some particular time, it's always. So it's probably a good thing for us to ask ourselves, if our Lord were to come today, am I ready? Remember, he told us that when that day comes, if we're out in the field, we're not supposed to head back to the house. If we're up on the roof, don't go downstairs. He said, it's just going to happen. We need to be ready. Are we? If the Lord were to come for you tonight, maybe not return as in the second coming, but what if he was simply to come for you tonight? Are you ready? Would you be happy to see him? Or would you be filled with regrets? Would you be upset that he was here? Again, when we look at that from the point of view of which he presents it in the gospel, he tells them that it is the master who is going to return. So he's telling the servants that. Now, put yourself in that position. If you're the servant, are you happy that the master is home? He's gone away for a while. You didn't know when he was going to return. Now he's back. Are you happy that he's back? Or are you pretty bummed out that he's back, because that means all the goofing around and everything else you could do when the master's not home, now we have to knock it off. The point is that we aren't slaves of constraint. We have a master who is one of love. And if we love him, shouldn't we want to serve him? And if we love him, wouldn't we be excited to see him? And if we love him, wouldn't we be longing to see him? Rather than hoping that this gets put off, rather than looking at it and saying, but I'm not ready. Well, that's exactly what our Lord is telling us. We need to be ready. What if he comes, he says, in the third watch or the fourth? That means the middle of the night. Are you going to be ready? You see, if we were being the servants that we should be in the household, everything should be in good shape. Because everyone was doing their job, everyone kept everything up. Everything is the way the master would expect to find it upon his return. The house the master's interested in is your soul. Have we kept it up? Is it ready? Is everything set for the master's return? If the answer is no, then we need to ask the next question. What do I need to do to get it there? Again, if you put it into the context of the gospel, you could say, all right, if I was a servant in the house and the place is a disaster, well, what do I need to do to get it straightened up? Well, now what do I need to do for my soul? What's my spiritual life look like? Are there things that I'm doing that I know that I shouldn't be doing, sinful things that would be offensive to the Lord? Are there things that need to be confessed? Are there things that need to be changed? Are there things that need to be taken out? Get them, get rid of them. Whatever it is, let's get it done. Because this is what our Lord is telling us we need to be always. Not just, well, you know, if I get cancer, I guess I better get ready because I might die. Like, we could be hit by a car tonight. You could have a heart attack. You don't know the time when the master is going to come. The house has to be ready, no matter what, no matter when. That's what our Lord is talking about. So again, an excellent thing for each one of us to look at. Not only is my soul ready, but would I really be happy to see him? Do I really love him that much that I would rejoice to see the Lord? Not someday. Yeah, I hope, you know, maybe after I'm 100 and ready to go. Now, what if he called you today? Would you be happy to see him? That's what we have to look at, because if we're serving out of love, shouldn't we be that way? So, some good points of reflection for us all to ponder, to look at our disposition, to look at the house of our own soul, and to ask ourselves, am I ready for the Master's return?